This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. How did a rock guitarist get involved with choral music? Bob Lord is a producer, a composer, and a musician. He plays bass in a rock trio we formed 17 years ago.
My trio is called Dreadnought. We sound a little bit like a cross between Yes and Willie Nelson, as bizarre as that sounds. And we opened up for John Entwistle right before he died on his last solo tour. And the thing I learned from working and playing alongside him was, anything is possible. You go out, you make music, it's your passion. And I think that's something that I communicate to all my employees, all my friends, all my associates, all my colleagues, is if you do it with passion, then it's never a job. Classical's been a passion of mine for a very long time. I think I first heard the very opening of Petrushka when I was in my mid-teens, and I think I never looked back after that. It really hooked me.
And that's how a rock musician and producer becomes the CEO of a classical record company based in New Hampshire. Navona Records recently released Voices of Earth and Air, a collection of choral music featuring five contemporary composers.
We record frequently with choirs in both the U.S. and in Europe. And in this particular case, we had a couple pieces that we were working on with my longtime friend and composer, Michael Cunningham. And when we realized that we had a couple pieces that hung well together, we said, why don't we try and make a full choral compilation out of this?
Voices of Earth and Air opens with a piece called Come Holy Spirit by Cunningham. Its dissonant quality is similar to what you might hear in medieval and Renaissance music.
Michael is a composer who is completely unafraid to challenge you. And I think there's a reason why we put this on the album first. We wanted to create an experience right out of the gate that's going to say, hey, this isn't going to be exactly what you might expect.
Shaping each performance, that's what Bob Lord loves about being a producer. Lord recalls the thrill of working with Kuhn Music Choir on Michael Cunningham's suite titled Posies, based on four poems by Scottish poet Robert Burns.
In The Lazy Mist, for example, we did a lot of takes of that differently, with different tempi, trying different things, exaggerating dynamics, working a lot in sculpting what was not only on the page, but what we were hearing in real time. And I think fidelity to the score is crucial. It's very vital that you actually get what's on the page. But once that's done, then I think that there's something really magical that can happen when you say, all right, let's have some fun, let's try some stuff out.
For something completely different, check out Song of Perfect Propriety. Minnesota-based composer Carol Barnett revels in the levity of this piece, which is based on a poem by Dorothy Parker.
I believe that so many composers and so many artists and companies and everybody so busy being serious that when I first heard this recording, I just, was delighted and I laughed my head off. I thought it was fantastic. And I think that it's not at the expense of being a serious musical statement, and I think that's tremendously exciting.
The New York Virtuoso Singers were founded in 1988 by conductor Harold Rosenbaum. They've become one of the leaders in commissioning, performing, and recording the music of American composers. On this recording, they're featured on Elegy on the LC by Alexandra Ottaway.
So having Harold on board, coming in, working with the composers, making great music, and knowing that this is truly one of the great interpreters of our country at this time, that was also, I think, very, very gratifying. A large part of my mission of Parma and Navona and all of our companies is to be advocates for living, breathing music. And in this particular case, I think working with folks who are alive and are creating and who are actively, focused on making new music and new combinations and new sounds, that to me is what's really exciting.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.